We're just going to roll right into our pregame show brought to you by Columbia Schools for our final game this evening. Hanover Horton, the host team, against the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. In this one, a little bit different story. We talked about how close the point and East Jackson were pretty similarly ranked all season, but Hanover Horton, they're a very, very good team. We talked about how they've given some of the best teams in the Cascades fits. Meanwhile, Vandercook Lake, just unfortunately another struggling season for them.
Yeah, and you can see it in the numbers. You can see it just in the way these two teams took the floor for their warm-ups. Vandercook Lake comes in with 9 players, and it looks like Hanover Horton. I don't know. I didn't see the numbers on it, but it looks like they've got 15 players. They got a lot out there. So it's, you can just see it in the numbers. You can see it in the height. You know, it just, this is a David versus Goliath story here tonight.
Yeah, and again, you never know with these things, but Hanover Horton, they look good, and this is a team that is playing better as the season rolled along. I mean, we saw a glimpse of them about a week ago, a little over a week ago, when they just decimated Michigan Center in the Cascades' third-place game at Spring Arbor. That's a team that's just rolling offensively. They're tough. They're one of the toughest in this level to stop.
And don't tell this Hanover Horton team that was an upset. Don't tell them that.
No.
Because to them, it wasn't. And they controlled from buzzer to buzzer in that one. And they've got the Cascades Player of the Year and Soper out on the floor, who just looks like a different athlete than anybody else that he's playing against, whether it's football, basketball, whatever. He just separates himself from everybody.
There's just some of those guys in high school that are just very talented, multi-level, multi-sport athletes, and Hanover Horton definitely has their guy in Luke Soper, just able to do it, averaging well over 20 points a game and just really leading this team offensively. And just, he's just such a tough guy to stop. And when this team is feeding off him, you can see it on both sides of the floor, making a lot of those big plays.
Well, how many times do you see it? When you key in on one guy, someone else is going to be able to step up and take advantage of the opportunity that's given them. And Hanover Horton, they do that. The Comets do that.
Hanover Horton on the season, 14-8 overall. As I mentioned, pretty strong season. You think 14-8, you know, a bit of a mid-tier team, not this Hanover Horton team, able to keep up with some of the best teams in the area, have some close losses to larger Onsted, Western, and Marshall teams, and lost by 5 to Grass Lake, very good team. As we mentioned, 21-1 on the regular season. They split their games with Jonesville, Michigan Center, and Columbia Central, very good teams. Only suspect loss maybe on the season is to Leslie, but otherwise, not a team to take lightly in this district tournament. As mentioned, winner of this game will be taking on Grass Lake on Wednesday. And if Hanover gets to that point, that's going to be a tough matchup for Grass Lake. So, but it's going to be a tough matchup for Vandercook Lake tonight.
It's going to be a tough matchup for Vandercook Lake tonight. I think you try to put them in that rebuilding category. You know, the numbers aren't there on the team. They're dressing 9 here tonight, which makes it difficult in practice when you're trying to give a 5-on-5 look. The coach, instead of coaching. No, the coach instead of the coach. What's the coach doing? He's playing at that point, you know, or at least one of the assistants are playing. So it's tough to get that full look that you need when you're only dressing 9. And when you're in a rebuilding type of mode, you can just kind of see it in the athletes. It's just a different feel when you're looking at one end of the court to the other.
Vandercook Lake coming in just 4-18 overall on the season. Just another struggling year, just 4 wins, and all their wins are just against similarly struggling schools. Manchester, J Prep, able to split their games as well with Addison and Homer. Currently on a 7-game losing streak, including a loss to Napoleon in the Cascades crossover. And in this district, lost to every team besides Lumen. Of course, they didn't even play Lumen. And lost their 2 matchups earlier this year with Hanover Horton, 52-40 on December 13th and 57-34 back on January 30th. So, I mean, they always say it's always hard to beat the same team 3 times, 4 times, whatever it is. But Yeah, Hanover Horton, Vandercook Lake, opposite ends of the spectrum this season.
Right, it is. It's hard to beat a team three times in a row, and this could be one of those trap game situations. Hanover Horton totally expected to win this game, not even win it, totally expected to run away with this game. What if their mindset's not right? You know, what if they, you know, they themselves expecting to win, but don't do what they need to do to secure that win? We've seen that before.
Yeah.
You see that more than you care to see it, right? So, yeah, I mean, it just kind of depends on how the Hanover Horton team comes out. And it also depends on what type of chip is on that Jayhawk shoulder.
Yeah, and at this point, you know, Jayhawk, they probably know at this point that, you know, hey, probably Hanover Horton, they're going to be overwhelmingly favored in this one. You know, they could, we could see a game for Vandercook Lake that they go out there and, you know what, hey, we're playing with house money at this point. So yeah. You never know, you know, just give it our all, leave it all out there. And you never know what can happen. As that'll do it for our Columbia Schools pregame show for our second game this evening. Hanover Horton taking on Vandercook Lake. We're going to take a quick timeout, and then we'll have starting lineup and tip-off. We're going to be back in 60 seconds here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back here at Hanover Horton High School for tonight's district playoff action for boys basketball here. Connor Dockery with you alongside Mark W. Daly. Thanks for joining us here on The Power Cow as we're ready to go through the starting lineups here for Vandercook Lake and Hanover Horton. First for Vandercook Lake, starting five, Chris Jimenez, Leland Barton, Jareem Love Weller, Justin Barnes, and Todd Atkins. Head coach is Corey Ray. Meanwhile, for Hanover Horton, the host school, Brody Bialy, Luke Soper, J.J. Russ, Braylon Sales, and who's the other guy? I missed one. 23, Channing Hole. Head coach is Andy Birch. As the jump ball will be between Soper and Atkins. Jump ball won easily by Soper. And Hanover Horton with the first possession of this one. Going from right to left on your radio dial, wearing their home white uniforms, red numbers trimmed in blue. Vandercook Lake in their road black uniforms, red numbers trimmed in white. Moving the ball around the perimeter. Soper back outside for Sales, down low, easy score off the glass for J.J. Russ.
They kept making that look in there towards the top of the key. Towards the top of the key, eventually the defense just kind of gravitated towards that way, left it wide open down low.
2-0 lead for the Comets. Vandercook Lake now their first possession with Love Weller driving to the baseline, pulls it back outside for Barton. Barton gets the screen on the left, stopped at the free throw line, back outside for Love Weller. Stopped at the free throw line as well. Passes over to Jimenez, back outside for Love Weller near half court as the Jayhawks trying to restart their offense here. Barton on the right, and the pass off to the right, kicked ball off the heel of Braylon Sales.
He had a tight window. If he's able to get that pass through, he had a straight lane right to the hoop.
On the inbound, Barton gets it near half court again, guarded by Sales. Off to the right for Love Weller. Crosses over left, through the lane, stopped on the low block, fall away Jay. That's too strong. Rebound by Soper. Oh, and he loses it out of bounds.
He couldn't get the handle on it. I mean, the ball missed everything, went right to him. And it's almost like he wasn't expecting it. Yeah, it's right there in his chest. Next thing you know, it's bouncing around, loses the handle on it, goes in the student section.
It's okay. It looks like we've just found out that the Cascades Player of the Year is human, after all. As we got a steal on the inbound, coast-to-coast layup is good on the right hand for Braylon Sales.
Just outran everybody with it, able to go up, easy layup.
4-0 lead for the Comets. About 90 seconds into this first quarter, top of the key for Leland Barton. Off to the right for Lev Weller. Drives past the defender, steps back outside now for Justin Barnes. Couple dribbles to the top of the key, shuffles it back over for Atkins. And now on the left for Barton. Gets the screen on the right, crossover left, step back in the mid-range, now in the corner for Atkins. And for Barton on the left wing. Gives it back over to Lev Weller. Barton the screen, step back outside. And now on the right for Barnes into the corner for Jimenez. Jab step through the lane, trapped beneath the basket, and he's going to travel on that layup attempt.
Jimenez, he's got some quick feet. It looks like he's one of the quickest guys out there.
Trying to use that speed there. Kind of bad spot, turned it over. Now a full court press for the Jayhawks. Hanover Horton able to beat it with one pass up ahead. Layup beneath the basket, no, but a foul as Brody Bialy at the line for two.
You beat the full court press that easily. Again, you get beat, that's when the fouls happen.
First two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws of this game as Bialy makes the first of two free throws. Now a 5-0 Hanover Horton lead. Couple dribbles, a little bit of a pump fake there, kind of lost it, and he missed the second free throw, and the rebound muscled away by Soper. Hanover Horton now through the lane, back into the corner for Bialy. Floater on the baseline, and he muscles it up and in.
Just looked effortless. Everything there just looked effortless for Hanover Horton, from Soper getting the ball away to that putback from Bialy.
7-0 lead for Hanover Horton as Leland Barton is fouled on the other end as he gets a trip to the line. Looks like Braylon Sales on the foul.
That felt like it was a ways away from the ball on that one.
Yeah.
They called it a blocking foul, but I felt like he was on the other side of the key.
Evidently enough to get the shooting foul as Barton at the line for his first two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws and just can't get it to fall. It kind of got jammed on the heel and then rolled along the left side and just off the front of the rim.
It wanted to go in, but not quite.
Just wasn't meant to be. And the second free throw's in for the first Jayhawk point. And we got a quick timeout on the floor. It's 7-1 Hanover Horton over Vandercook Lake. Back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Early 6-point lead for the Comets over the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks in this first quarter. 5:20 to go as shot on the low block off the mark for Hull. And Vandercook Lake quickly up the floor. Barton to the top of the key. Now swinging it to the right corner for Barnes. Back for Barton. Cut off on the baseline. Floater in the lane. Blocked away by Sales. Outlet pass on the other end. Layup is good in traffic by Russ.
Soper got the rebound. Just flung it three quarters of the court to a wide open Russ, who just able to get it in.
Doing his best Nikola Jokic impression on that quick outlet pass on the rebound.
The Joker.
That's right. My favorite player, if you couldn't tell. 9-1 lead for Hanover Horton.
He doesn't play for the Pistons, does he?
Not for the Detroit Basketball Pistons, no. Actually, be taking on the Denver Nuggets on Fridays. We got a three-pointer on the right. That one's up and in by Jareem Love Weller for the first field goal for the Jayhawks. Now 9-4. Hanover Horton moving it into the near side corner for J.J. Russ. Back outside now for Sales, back for Russ. Into the right wing. Bialy, three. Yes!
Just keep going back and forth across the top of the key until they're just able to take advantage of a miscue.
Hanover Horton just seems like they're getting whatever they want offensively in this first quarter. 12-4 lead. 4 minutes to go. Barton has it on the top of the key. Now back outside for Lev Weller. Dribble handoff. Jimenez through the lane. And we've got a carry call.
Oh, well. You know, that's the second time we've seen that with Jimenez. He's really quick. It's almost like he's kind of too quick for what he wants his body to do.
Yeah, just thought about making a beeline to the rim, but couldn't legally dribble that through. 8-point Comet lead now in the corner. Swing it back to the other corner. Three-pointer fired. Sales, no. Offensive rebound for Russ. And gives it back down low to Sales. Back for Russ. And outside for Bialy. Slowing it down here. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Screen by Soper. Down low. Nearly lost away. Back outside. Through the lane, Bialy. And on the baseline. Trying to get it back outside. Wide open three against Sales. And he got another one.
They're just really patient. Hanover Horton just being really patient. If it's not there, they're just kicking it out to the open guy. And waiting. You don't have a shot clock to deal with. Just waiting for the open shot. The best shot.
Great basketball for the Comets. Already a double-digit lead. 15-4. Inside 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here in the district tournament. Love Weller at the top of the key. Back over for Carter Stiles, who checked in on that dead ball. Top of the key, looking for the handoff. And now we've got an offensive foul.
Well, all right. In that case, that's the offensive fault as to why you got the five-second count. There's only one other guy on offense moving, trying to get themselves open. Everybody else, they're like a planted tree.
Yeah, just
you got to help out your guy. If he's stuck with nobody to go, he's picked up his dribble. He was stuck there. You got to help him out.
Yeah, just couldn't get that awareness, that team-wide awareness. As Hanover Horton through the lane, jump shot is up and in by John Wallbaum, who checked in for the first time.
Caught to the basket, gets the pass right there, the center of the key.
17-4 now. Hanover Horton just dominant right out of the gates. Whatever they want. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Vandercook Lake on the left for Chris Jimenez. Step back, top of the key. Good closeout, deterring the three. Now on the right, Stiles, three short. Gets his own rebound off the glass. No, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two.
Ned is trying to muscle it up and get a little something going. Yeah, that's a big body down there. You should be able to move any of those Hanover Horton guys out of the way.
Yeah, kind of similar to that Saunders that we saw from East Jackson in our first game. The first shot in for Carter Stiles. It's a tough free throw to make there, too, right up against that Hanover Horton student section right in front of him.
You'd much rather have that basket in the first half than the second.
Yeah. Second free throw off the mark. Now we got almost a packed house here at Hanover Horton. See their Comets in the district tournament.
Well, they got a long history of success here for the Comets.
Jump shot at the right elbow off target. And an offensive rebound put back up. No, that time for Russ. And Vandercook Lake going the other way, trailing by 12 in this first quarter.
Now I know how Tiger fans felt at Tiger Stadium for so long.
Yeah, we got the pillar here. The luxury skybox, as we like to call it here. As we lay up is good on the right hand for Love Weller.
Able to find a lane. A rare uncontested shot.
Now a quick fire three on the left. That one's nothing but net for Bialy, already up to 9 points.
Yeah, Bialy said, I'll see your 2 points. I'll raise you three.
20-7 for Hanover Horton in the first quarter. Just 60 seconds left. Now through the lane for Barnes, getting around the defender. Layup, no. And now the Comets the other way. Soper dishes it over to Bialy. And he has it stolen away by Jimenez. 2-on-0, fast break the other way. Jimenez, layup good on the right hand.
Jimenez is quick. I know we've mentioned it before, but there was just no catching him on that fast break.
Just simply put, turning on the jets. As Soper double-teamed at the elbow, back outside for Wahlbaum. And now loses it on the baseline. It was stripped out of bounds by Barton.
He gets his hand in there, gets a little tip on it. So, just kind of a reset underneath the basket for Hanover Horton. Soper's been kind of a non-issue in this game so far.
Yeah, well, the rest of the team is rolling like they are. Why not just keep it going? As Soper gets it down low, fall-away shot in the paint. No. Rebound for Adkins. 25 seconds left in the first. 20-9 lead for Hanover Horton. Leland Barton just into the front court. Looks like they'll hold for the last shot. Barton dribbles off to the right. Guarded by Alex Weir, who checked in for the first time. Crossover to the left, gets the screen, stopped at the elbow, back outside Barnes. 5 seconds in the quarter. Barton in the corner, drives through. Tough jump shot off the mark. Soper, full court heave at the buzzer. Just off the mark. That'll do it for a fun Hanover Horton first quarter. As 20-9 is the score. Hanover Horton over Vandercook Lake. Second quarter is next in the district tournament. You've got boys high school basketball in the playoffs. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
20-9 lead, Hanover Horton over Vandercook Lake for our district tournament game. Start of the second quarter, Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Vandercook Lake first possession out of the timeout. Love Weller has it at the top of the key, and he'll pull it back outside to restart the offense. Guarded by Jack Wooster. Picks it up, dribbles off to the right now for Adkins. Trying to find Barton in the paint, and it's intercepted by Tamblyn. Now Soper, coast-to-coast layup, good on the left hand in traffic.
Just able to make that look so easy, going up. It's like he doesn't even care where the defender is. He's just going to do what he wants to do.
Just a nice, easy layup.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, as you mentioned, makes it look easy. As now the Comets lead by 13. Jayhawks moving the ball around the perimeter. Barnes on the baseline. Barton just lost it out of bounds. Another careless turnover. Vandercook Lake able to get a couple scores here, but they just look out of rhythm here in this first half.
I think a lot of that has to do with Hanover Horton being on their home court and, you know, being deeper, just having, you know, a little bit more talent. This Vandy team's a young team. They're going to get better. The more they go through this, they're going to get better.
Now Hanover Horton, top of the key for Jack Wooster, back over for Tamblyn, lobbing it into the corner for Wahlbaum. Fires the three, makes the three.
One of the things you're always taught is you give up position for possession, and it worked out well because he had to run about 5 feet to get that pass, and wide open in three-point land, drains it.
Lead continually growing for the Comets, 25-9 now. 90 seconds into the second quarter as the three-pointer off to the right for Jimenez. Rebounded by Wahlbaum. Dribbles to the top of the key, stops the free throw line. Back outside for Soper, pull up at the free throw line. That one's short. Barton the rebound. Quickly into the front court. Cut off by the defender. Back outside, Love Weller. Sets the screen. Back for Barton on the right. Dribbles through. Floater left hand in and out. Rebound Soper. Across the timeline for the Comets. Into the corner. Wahlbaum fires another one. Makes another one from deep.
Vandy going to call a timeout. Do what they can to regroup. Coach Corey Ray probably going to tell his Jayhawks squad to slow down and look for high percentage shots and try not to force it.
And play defense on top of that. Easy pickings for Hanover Horton.
That's easier said than done against this Hanover Horton team.
That is true. 28-9, Hanover Horton lead over Vandercook Lake. 5:44 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Inside 6 minutes to go in the first half of play, Hanover Horton just dominant in this first half, 28-9 over Vandercook Lake in our district first round. Winner of this game moving on to take on Grass Lake on Wednesday. Waylon Barton bring the ball up the floor for the Jayhawks out of the timeout. Guarded by Sales. Screen on the left for Atkins. Barton cuts it off to the right. Now for Love Weller through the lane. Now dish down low to Barnes. Quick floater off glass. No. Rebound loose, and it comes down to the Comets. Into the front court for Channing Hole, and he'll dribble back out near half court. Gets the handoff for Sales. Through the lane, handoff for Soper. Now hesitates. Drives back outside. Three-pointer on left, Bialy. That one's off the mark. Rebound down to Love Weller. Vandercook Lake on the left for Jimenez. Hesitates, fires a three, and rattles one home.
He wasn't being contested. Got the ball and said, okay, you now can get on me. I'm going to throw this up. And quick three for the Jayhawks.
Jimenez now, that's his first long ball in this one. Trims the deficit down to 16. 4:44 to go in the first half. Top of the key now for Russ. Goes to the left-hand side. Three-pointer. Sales rattles one again.
Again, ball movement has been the key here for the Comets so far. They just keep moving it around until they find open or semi-open shot.
And it helps that they just have shooters through five on the floor. Tough jump shot on the baseline for Love Weller, able to get that one to go with a tough contest.
That was close to being a three. They give him two on that one.
He kind of double-clutched it on the way up, too, and still able to make it fall. Soper through the lane, muscles it up and in effortlessly.
Yeah, Luke Soper's not that tall of a guy for this sport, but, I mean, it just looks like he's a foot taller than most everybody else on the Jayhawk team.
I think that's just the way he plays, too. Mm-hmm. He plays like he's a foot taller. And just has the strength as well. 3:43 to go in the first half. A 19-point Hanover Horton lead. Vandercook Lake moving the ball around. Jimenez has it on the right. And back outside for Barnes and Love Weller. Drives through the lane. Stopped. Fall away shot off glass and in. Love Weller, some tough shots in the quarter.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's throwing it up. Trying to draw the foul at the same time. And it just has that awkward angle, but able to make it fall.
Quick pass and three in the corner on the other end. J.J. Russ, it's raining threes from the Comets, leading to a timeout. My, oh, my. 36-16. Hanover Horton over Vandercook Lake. We're going to leave it right here. Just Hanover Horton, they're looking in playoff mode right now.
Yeah, they are. They are. Everybody seems to be on for Hanover Horton. And, I mean, they just keep moving the ball around, finding the open guy, or at least the least contested guy, and they're just not missing. They're not missing. They're on a good streak right now, and it's raining threes.
And again, not to look ahead in the tournament or anything like that, but we mentioned Hanover Horton, they're going to be a tough out for anybody right in this district.
Well, it's hard to look ahead when they're up by 20 right now. It's hard not to.
Yeah. Grass Lake or like Lumen or like if Napoleon puts on a, it doesn't matter. This is going to be a tough out. Timeout over. Vandercook Lake through the lane. Jimenez layup off the mark. Rebound down to the Comets. Quickly up the floor now for Jerry Linnebury, and he loses it out of bounds.
Looks like he was looking for a cutter in the key, and just nobody came there. That kind of looked like a pass that just didn't have a destination.
Vandercook Lake going the other way, just trying to take it one possession at a time, down 20 less than 3 minutes ago in the first half. Leland Barton off to the near side corner. Goes back outside for Barnes. Trying to get the cut for Jimenez, and we got a foul on the Comets on that entry pass.
Well, you had a cutter coming through right there low in the key, and then when the pass is coming in there, you're trying to reach over them to block it, and they're going to call that a foul in basketball and pass interference in football.
And the inbound pass, lob near half court, intercepted by Bialy. Speaking of football terms, fall away on the one leg, and he gets the score on the mid-range.
Just the stroke that he has, you know, the backspin causing that thing to bounce straight up in the air after it hits the rim and softly fall in.
Now a 22-point lead for the Comets, 2:15 to go in the first half, and Jimenez losing it out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Linnaberry.
Yeah, you don't want to pick up your dribble when you're down there in the corner. That is never a good spot. Because almost like, even if you have one defender on you when you're in the corner, it's almost like you're being double-teamed because you got nowhere to go.
Yeah, easy trap spot. We got another interception on the inbound, and looks like Braylon Sales out of bounds when he landed. So, looks like not a complete pass. Looks like they're going to have to go to third down on that one.
he was out of bounds on that one.
And that was even a football-type interception there. Wayne, right. He leapt up. As got a mid-range J by Chris Jimenez. He's up to 7 points. Lead down to 20 for Hanover Horton. Moving it into the corner now. Back outside for Sales. Back to the near corner for Channing Hull. And he'll dribble to the top of the key to restart the offense. Gets the handoff at the top. Now a spin move through the lane. Back outside.
Watch the cut coming from the top of the key down low.
Dribbles through the lane. Layup up and in on the left fan, Channing Hull.
He didn't give us a chance to wait for that cut because it's been pretty open the last few times they run through that rotation on offense.
He's like, you know what? I'm just going to cut myself in through the lane. Now back outside for Vandercook Lake trying to answer on the other end. Barnes too strong on the three. 40-18. Just over 70 seconds left in the first half. Hanover Horton just continuing to pour it on, especially from downtown. Linnaberry on the right. Back outside for Sales. Through the lane, stopped on the baseline. Linnaberry, corner three, too strong, but he traveled anyways.
He just trying to set his feet after he got the pass out there, making sure they were behind the three-point line, and he shuffled them. He shuffled them. Both Corey Ray and the referee had a really good look at that one.
Going the other way here for Vandercook Lake. Looks like we got a bit of a wet spot on the floor that trying to kick up. Looks like we're good to go. Vandercook Lake up the floor with Dream Love Weller. 52 seconds left in the first half. 40-18 lead for Hanover Horton. Top of the key, dribbles. Now back outside for Carter Stiles. Half spin. Back outside for Atkins. Lines up to three, short and out of bounds.
Quick grab and quick turn. Didn't look like he was completely set and squared up. Just kind of threw that one up quickly and didn't find anything on that shot.
Hanover Horton moving the ball around. A lot of backups in the game. As Linnaberry outside for Wallbaum. Back outside for Sherwood. Now for Weir and then Wooster. Final 10 seconds of the half. Up top, three-pointer. Linnaberry off the mark. Rebound down to Love Weller. Final 5 seconds. Coast to coast, through the lane, back into the corner. Wide open three at the buzzer. Off the mark by Chris Jimenez. And Hanover Horton dominant in the entire first half. Both first and second quarter scores identical, 20-9, leading to a 40-18 halftime lead for the Comets. That takes us to our halftime report, brought to you by Hanover Horton Schools, which will come up in 2 minutes. You've got boys district basketball right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back at halftime for our second game this evening. Hanover Horton dominating Vandercook Lake 40-18 in our district first round game. As we are now at our Hanover Horton Schools halftime report. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. As just really been dominant. Hanover Horton getting whatever they want on offense, and Vandercook Lake, they've had a couple nice scores here and there, but it's mostly been tough shots.
It's mostly been tough shots for Vandercook Lake. I mean, there's been little moments of brilliance here. They're a young team. They're short on numbers. You know, I feel like things are going to be better for them down the road. It's been tough to overcome this Hanover Horton defense, and then now, when Hanover Horton's on offense, it doesn't matter who's in. They're able to find the open guy. They're able to find someone who can shoot the threes. They're able to find something down low. They're able to move the ball on fast breaks. I mean, it's just, you know, Hanover Horton's just been able to do what they want to do.
Yeah, it just shows that depth that you mentioned, that just the ton of options that this Hanover Horton team has. Just it seems like 1 through 5, it seems like everybody can shoot the three. Everybody can score inside. And that's definitely what has boded well for them all season, as we mentioned, given some of the best teams in the area fits, and they've been a tough out all season. They're going to be a tough out in this district tournament.
They've got all right. Let's just assume they survive tonight. Is that a safe assumption?
Pretty safe assumption. All right, we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves.
Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but let's just assume they survive tonight. I think they only played Grass Lake once. And that was a close contest.
Yeah, and that was way early in the season, too.
Yeah. So we can always break that one down as we get past this evening, but that could be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, and again, it's
not getting too far ahead of ourselves.
Well, and
we still have a second half tonight.
But, and we mentioned as well, Grass Lake 21-1 on the season.
I want to know what happened against the Red Wolves, because they're a sub-500 team.
Yeah, they've been kind of struggling, so kind of puzzling. I don't know if they rested their guys and wanted to stay healthy or what.
They only have 9 guys. How are you going to rest
them? That's true.
You know, it's.
But maybe some of the key guys, maybe some of the key starters, maybe went with some of the bench players
maybe.
To start.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some investigation before the matchup on Wednesday. Again, the winner of this game will take on Grass Lake on Wednesday, so that's going to be an interesting one to look forward to. And again, Napoleon in our first game, able to get that win. They will move on to take on Lumen Christi, who they will also take on Wednesday. Live coverage of both these games will be on these airwaves. And then, of course, culminating in the conference, or sorry, the district championship will be on Friday on these airwaves as we go through some of the point totals here. Again, 9 points each the first and second quarter for Vandercook Lake, 20 points each quarter for Hanover Horton. Vandercook Lake led by Dream Love Weller, 9 points. Also, 7 from Chris Jimenez, 1 from Waylon Barton and Carter Stiles. Meanwhile, points all over the place for Hanover Horton, led by Birdie Bialy's 11 points, a lot of that from downtown. We've also got 8 points each for John Walbaum off the bench, Braylon Sales, 7 for J.J. Russ, 4 for Luke Soper, and Channing Hull. And that's really said it all. Luke Soper only with 4 points, and they've still been dominated.
Yeah, he's usually the guy that's on the other end of that stat sheet. And, they're using other guys, which, you know, let's get them experience. Let's get some of that. You mentioned some bench points there, which is good to see. I mean, if you're a well-balanced team, that tends to lend itself towards success.
And that's why we mentioned it earlier, just why I think this Hanover Horton team is just going to be a tough out for anybody. It's just they're so deep. They move the ball well. And most importantly, on top of having that depth, they have star talent. And, of course, they have the brightest star of all in the Cascades Conference this year with Luke Soper. Just been so good all year. And we mentioned just when other guys are getting involved and they can dominate a team even without Luke Soper really doing much offensively in terms of scoring, that just this team is just so hard to stop.
Oh, and they're having fun with the second half warm-ups here too. The guys who can throw it down, they're letting them throw it down right now.
Yeah, they're just
the student body's getting into it with all the slam dunks that are going on.
Yeah, so Hanover Horton, they've been having a fun time in this first half, and we'll see what they come with in the second half. Starting to play a lot more bench guys there in the second quarter. So maybe we'll see some starters to start the second half, and they'll just play some bench guys the rest of the way. But we'll never know. Vandercook Lake, see if they come out with a better game plan, try to chip away at this deficit. But Hanover Horton has been a pretty fun half for them.
It has been. It's been a fun half, and you could tell they're having fun on the floor. For our listeners' sake, I mean, you can just see the difference in body language from the side of the team that's dressed in white to the side of the team that's dressed in black.
I mean,
one side's having fun in the warm-ups. The other one, coming out of the locker room, walking slow with their head hung low.
Yeah, about sums it up right there. Once again, halftime score 40-18, Hanover Horton over Vandercook Lake. That'll do it for the Hanover Horton Schools Halftime Report as the second half is coming up in 2 minutes here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Start of the third quarter for our district first-round matchup between Hanover Horton and Vandercook Lake. Hanover Horton a 40-18 lead. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly as the third quarter this evening presented by Lomar Machine and Tool. First shot off the mark for Vandercook Lake as Hanover Horton taking over. Going the other direction. Looks like they do have their starters out to start the second half as we got a pass at the free throw line intercepted away by Barton. It'll bring the ball up the floor for the Jayhawks. Into the corner, Jimenez three off the mark, and it's going to be a foul called on J.J. Russ over the back.
Well, so far a little back and forth action here, but it's early, right? But still kind of a lackluster start on both ends of the court.
Yeah, a little bit of a flat start to this third quarter. Barton on the left side of the basket gets it into Love Weller. Pretty nice baskets there in the first half as he's going to get called on traveling. It's a turnover.
Got the quick little feet going.
Just a little bit of that shuffle even before you put the ball on the ground. And officials are watching that. They'll call it every time as the Comets bring it up the floor with Bialy now into the corner. Soper, pass tipped away and intercepted by the Jayhawks. Barnes quickly up ahead to Love Weller. Eurostep layup. Couldn't get the friendly roll. Offensive rebound, Jimenez put back no. Rebound still loose, and Vandercook Lake comes away with it. Back outside Barton. And then for Barnes at the top, through the lane. Layup tough, no. Rebound tapped down to Soper. Outlet outside to Sales. Right to the basket on one leg. No. Jimenez the rebound.
It just feels like both teams came out with some sloppy basketball here in the second half.
Yeah, just kind of going through the motions a little bit. Jimenez layup no on the left hand. And here come the Comets with Channing Hole up the floor. Up ahead for Braylon Sales.
Now, if you're Hanover Horton, just slow it down. Run your offense.
Soper on the left, too strong on the three. Atkins the rebound. With how many points that we had in the first half, just no points in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah, just run your offense, chew up the clock. You don't use too much energy, protect your guys, no injuries, just get out of here with the win.
Barnes through the lane, Love Weller able to score off the glass on the low block. 2 minutes in, our first point of the Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter as the shot in the lane. No. Offensive rebound for the Comets. Back outside in the corner, and Soper has it on the left wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Fakes the handoff. Doesn't go inside. Back out to the left corner. Three-pointer up off the heel. And another offensive rebound. Soper double-teamed. Back through the lane. Jump shot at the free throw line. No. Three tries and all misses.
Yeah, Hanover Horton is really doing a good job, though, of moving without the ball and finding those open shots, open lanes.
Sloppy pass. It's stolen away by Bialy. Coast-to-coast layup. Yes, and a blocking foul by Barton. It's an and one.
Well, he was trying to get it down there for the charge, but if you don't get your feet set, you're not going to get that call.
Yeah, it was right underneath the basket, too. They usually don't give you that. Anyways, as it's going to be an and one. Right here, Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw for Brody Bialy.
Well, and he's been money from three tonight.
Jack Wooster into the game for Hanover Horton. Free throw off, can't convert the three-point play. It's a 22-point lead for Hanover Horton. 5 minutes left in the Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter. Jimenez has it on the right. Couple quick crossovers. Back outside, Love Weller. Takes the screen through the free throw line. Atkins now on the elbow. Back for Barton. Barton outside for Jimenez. Pulls it back outside. Doesn't take the three. Barton again has it. Jab step. Dribbles past the defender. Through the lane. Layup on the left hand. Up and in from Barton.
Nice. Nice move right there between three white jerseys. And just kind of like that little scoop layup. Kiss off the glass and in.
Able to get that separation. That's his first field goal. He's got 3 points. 20-point Hanover Horton lead with the ball. Down low for Wooster. It's tipped away and stolen by Love Weller. Now he'll bring the ball up the floor for the Jayhawks. Into the corner for Jimenez. Couple crossovers. Back outside for Adkins. Barton again. Back for Love Weller. And Vandercook League will slow down their offense once more. Guarded by Bialy. Back outside Adkins. Guarded by Soper. Trying to look for that open shot. Back for Barnes on the right. Pass fake in. And he'll dribble back to the top of the key. Hand off for Barton. Guarded by Wooster now. Screen from Barnes on the left. Takes it. But pulls it back outside near half court.
And over Horton just not giving an inch on defense. Just sticking with their man-to-man. Just sticking with their guy like glue.
Love Weller again, top of the key. Trying to cut in. Barnes, handoff at the free throw line. Back for Jimenez, pull up at the free throw line. Got it on the jumper.
Able to get right there at the elbow. Got it off of a pick. Just had a fraction of a second to where he was open, able to get that shot off.
Hanover Horton, lead cut to 18. Swing into the corner, Wooster, three, yes!
Swing it around, found the open guy. There wasn't a defender on him. Had time to set his feet, let it go.
Lead back up to 21 for the Comets. 2:43 to go in the Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter. Chris Jimenez, step back three, short and out of bounds. Not able to be saved by Dream Love Weller. A couple substitutions here. Want to give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC. Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee, Softwater, and Grimes Plumbing.
And Soper going to take a seat. And Vandy going to try a full court press here.
Trying to change it up defensively. Pass up ahead for Tambin. And now the free throw line for Wallbaum. Back outside Wooster. Can he make another three? Yes, he can.
Wow. Able just to line it up. That's the second one he's made without a defender on him.
Now they're going to think twice before leaving him open. Now the large lead of the game, 24 points for Vandercook Lake. We've got a blocking foul called against the Comets on the other end. It's on Wooster.
Well, yeah, when you have the guys who are, you know, your backups, you know, generally your guys off the bench, yeah, when you have a starting lineup like Hanover Horton does, you're just making your backups even better having to play against them in practice.
Vandercook Lake moving into the low block layup on the right hand, good by Jimenez.
Another little scoop up and in.
Another half court press. It's beaten up ahead with Wallbaum. Dribbles, pass fake, Euro step. No, he's fouled. Free throws coming up.
Nice little pass there right at center court. Kind of like an over the head kind of a flick that your defense typically wouldn't be looking for.
Two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws for John Wallbaum. First free throw short. We'll have one more try. 1:53 to go in the Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter. 48-26 lead for Hanover Horton. Second free throw in. He's got 9 points.
Just like that, huh?
Here come the Jayhawks. Now back outside for Barton. In for Love Weller. Takes the deep three off the heel. And Wallbaum with the rebound. Outlet pass to Wooster. Dribbles through the lane. Euro step layup. Yes!
That's like the third time we've seen that Euro from Wooster. The Wooster step.
The Wooster step. Making it happen from deep. Making it happen inside. 25-point lead. Buck 19 to go in the Lomar Machine and Tool third. Jump shot at the free throw line off for Vandercook Lake. And here comes Wallbaum, top of the key. Spin move through the lane, layup right hand. Good! And and a foul. Oh, my goodness. What a move from John Wallbaugh.
Oh, he got hammered on that, too. Defender got beat, going for the block, got about half his body. He hit the floor pretty hard, too. Pretty geeked that he was able to get that, and he's going to the line and one.
Right in front of the student section, too. 53-26. Lead for the Comets. Potentially one more here with the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw, which he does get. Got 13 off the bench.
There's a lot of bench points going to be happening tonight.
28-point lead now, just continuing to grow the lead, even with a lot of bench players in. Through the lane, shot off the glass. No, that was Brian Atkins checking in for the first time. Hanover Horton the other way. Top of the key for Weir, and he's going to travel.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, it was kind of a bad pass to him. He had to scoop it up off of the ground. And then he, you know, just shuffled his feet when he tried to make a jab step. And they called the travel.
40 seconds left in the third. Through the lane. Tough shot. Love Weller doesn't get it. And Hanover Horton going the other way. Outlet 2-on-1. Wallbaum, tough layup. That's left short. Rebound tipped to him. He dives on the floor, and it's picked up by Barnes. Vandercook Lake the other way.
Hanover Horton just not letting up with this run-and-gun offense right now.
Euro step through the lane on the other end. That's off the mark by Love Weller. Now a good outlet. Another 2-on-1 on the right hand, on the right block. Up and in for Alex Weir.
He's going one way, throwing the ball up the other, and it bounces around the rim, finds its way home.
Three-pointer at the buzzer, up and in by Jareem Love Weller, and that'll do it for the third quarter of play, brought to you by Lomar Machine and Tool. Hanover Horton, big-time lead going into the fourth quarter, 56-29 over Vandercook Lake in the district first round. Fourth quarter coming up in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank different. Find a list of our locations online at cnbb.bank.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Fourth and final quarter of our district first round matchup. Hanover Horton dominating Vandercook Lake 56-29. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thank you for joining us for our postseason presentation of high school hoops. Vandercook Lake first possession out of the quarter break. We got an and one immediately for Chris Jimenez, floater through the lane.
Floater through the lane, and it was number 20 who just couldn't keep up with him. Had his feet moving and made the contact. Brady Tamblyn.
Got a score update. Our other game on the McKibben Media Group Radio Network. Western with a big-time lead, 62-21 over Pinckney. We'll be moving on to Wednesday's game. Live coverage on 970 AM WKHM. Shot off the mark on the other end after the missed free throw on the and one. Corner three-pointer, that short for Barnes, and then Vandercook Lake cannot save it off the rebound.
Following your shot, though, going in and trying to get that rebound and being scrappy about it, when you're in this type of a situation, that's all your coach can ask for. No quit. Keep going. Keep following your fundamentals, doing what you're supposed to do.
56-31, 25-point lead for Hanover Horton with the ball. Wallbaum has it on the left. back up top for Cameron Sherwood. Drives through the lane, wide open layup on the left hand.
Caught the defense standing, just ran right by everybody for that easy layup.
Nine different players have scored at least 2 points for Hanover Horton, which for a high school team is very impressive.
Nice move in the paint for the big guy.
Todd Adkins, nice fallaway jumper there for Vanacook Lake.
Faked one way, spun the other, put it up and in.
It's his first bucket as Hanover Horton still leading by 25. Top of the key, three-pointer, Tamblyn, no, in and out. Rebound by Dream Love Waller. Cut into the corner and goes back outside. Three-pointer, Jimenez, yes. He's got 16 points. Vandercook Lake.
Uncontesting. I want to see if your backups are going to be able to overcome this. You got Vandy on a little bit of a run here.
Yeah, you never know. His left-handed layup in the lane, no, by Wahlbaum. Lead chopping down. It's 22 points now as we got a foul up the floor. It's going to be called on Jack Wooster is second. Vandercook Lake inbounding in front of their own bench on the far sideline. And the inbound poked out of bounds by Tamblyn. We'll try this thing again.
You give up that momentum, sometimes it can be hard to get back.
Inbound to Barton.
It looks like Coach is ready to make some adjustments here.
Jump shot through the lane. Good by Leland Barton.
Vandy on a nice little run, getting a little streaky.
A 9-2 run to be exact to start the fourth quarter here in the first 2 minutes and change. Top of the key for the Comets, it's John Wahlbaum lobbing it into the right side for Sherwood. Bounce pass back outside, Wahlbaum pump fake. Now outside for Weir. Again on the right side for Tamblyn. Cuts around the defender, and he has it stripped away. Turned over. Jimenez the steal. 2-on-2 the other way. Splits the defense, and he is fouled.
Well, again, you get beat. That's when those kind of things happen. They're going to be sending the young man to the line to shoot two.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws right here for Chris Jimenez, who's got 16 points. Now 17. To give a shout to some of our sponsors here, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Wilby Transit Mix.
Adam Lay, whose name we said quite a bit on defense during football, is finding his way into the game.
Second free throw in for Jimenez to 18 points, and lead cut down to 18 for Hanover Horton. 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Sherwood back up top for Wooster. Doesn't pull the three as it's stripped away briefly. Gets it back. Now top of the key for Tamblyn. Ooh, trying to find Sherwood on the cut, but miscommunication. It's out of bounds.
He had the cut there, too. He just had to get the ball to him just a little bit sooner, but he had that cut on his way to the hoop.
5 minutes left in the ball game. 58-40 lead for Hanover Horton. Vandercook Lake with the ball. Step out three. Styles. It's short and out of bounds. Hanover Horton.
And Justin Barnes diving into the stands to try to get that one back. Made it, all the way to the back of those stands
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always risky to have stands right behind the basket, but they at least have some padding on it in case a player has to dive in. They didn't have that at my high school, I tell you that. Cameron Sherwood down low for Adam Lay and back outside for Jack Wooster. Cuts around the defender through the lane. Jump shot in and out. Rebound for Barton. 4:25 left in the fourth. Vandercook Lake, fall away, jump shot. That's good on the baseline for Dream Love Weller.
I mean, he started to take over that down low game here on this. I'm not seeing anything bad from Vandy. They just, for the most part, are outgunned.
Three-pointer on the right off by Weir.
Finding a way to get back in the game here. Oh, and he carried.
Barton on the carry call up the floor. That's going to be a turnover. That's our second carry call we've seen on Vandercook Lake in this one.
Comet's bringing back in some of their starters, it looks like. See if they can't put a stop to this little run that Vandy has.
Yeah, in this fourth quarter with just all the bench guys, Hanover Horton getting outscored. Looks like 19-2. Ouch, as we got a shot in the lane. Good, up and in.
That's the cut they were looking for last time down where they just couldn't connect on the pass. That time, money right on into the hoop. Corey Ray calling a timeout.
And we'll step aside as well. 3:42 to go in this one. Hanover Horton leads by 18, back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
3:42 left in the fourth quarter. Hanover Horton leading 60-42. Vandercook Lake making a little bit of a run there against the Comet backups. Barton has it on the inbound for Love Weller. Through the lane, crafty layup, circus move, Chris Jimenez.
Nice little look. Yeah, we've seen that from him a few times. Able to just kind of, you know, weave his way in the air around the defender.
Eurostep on the other end, short, but a foul. Braylon Sales will go to the line for two. But, yeah, Chris Jimenez, Dream Love Weller. They're showing that they have some talent.
Yeah.
Very young team. For Vandercook Lake, they can get some more depth pieces, just solid guys around them, then this team could be back to being a force.
If the team starts showing a little bit of success, that breeds popularity, and you'll start to get more guys out going for the team. I mean, they only got 9 guys on the team, but I'm not seeing anything really bad.
Yeah.
Out of Vandercook Lake, just the odds aren't in their favor against, you know, they're just outgunned against this Hanover Horton team.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. First one off, second one in for Sales. He's got 9 points. Lead out to 17, 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Vandercook Lake ball down low for Atkins and outside for Barton. Gets the screen, double team through the lane. Lost it, stolen away. Russ all alone on the fast break and a one-handed jam off the mark. Ooh. Quickly the other way, Love Weller, tough shot up, no, but a foul.
Yeah, he was looking over his shoulder, seeing where the defense was. He tried to measure that one up.
We saw a couple jams earlier from our East Jackson-Napoleon game. Not able to get our first dunk here in this Hanover Horton-Vandercook Lake game.
That's what he wanted, to get that right there down by the student body end.
First free throw good by Dream Love Weller. One more Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw to go. No on the second one. Hanover Horton up the floor. Less than 3 minutes to go. Up 16. Back in the corner. And at the top of the key for the Comets. Braylon Sales. Back into the corner for J.J. Russ. On the cut, layup up and in for Bialy.
Pick on this side sets it up for that cut to come from the top of the key down low. The pass comes in. They're supposed to go right up with it, and it's worked for them several times tonight.
Quick three off the screen, off the mark for Love Weller. Hanover Horton going the other way, up 18, 2:20 left in the fourth of our district first round game. Winner again going on to play Grass Lake on Wednesday. Top of the key, straightaway three, Sherwood off the heel. Offensive rebound, kicks it back out, three-pointer sails in, but the offensive foul before the shot, it won't count. It's an off-ball foul on the Comets.
Yeah, looks like they're calling it on Adam Lay.
It's on Lay.
Away from the play.
Rhyming accidentally.
Mr. Lay. What's that?
Rhyming accidentally. Or intentionally, maybe in your case. I have no idea. I can only speak for myself on those.
I'll keep you guessing. Keep you on your toes.
Away from the play, Adam Lay. Like to make things out of clay, like to eat some hay. What do you say?
Now you're stretching.
I can't wait for Happy Gilmore 2 coming out later this year. It's a Happy Gilmore reference right there. We're off topic here. We got some basketball to call here as Vandercook Lake trailing 63-45, currently with the possession. Chris Jimenez step back three, short and out of bounds as Carter Stiles tries to save it. Hanover Horton going the other direction. 1:41 left. Got some more substitutions coming in. Brady Taylor coming in as well as Weston Dick.
Just going to try. Just chew up the clock. Just chew up the clock at this point. Keep your guys safe. Take your time bringing the ball up. You know.
Bialy bringing the ball into the front court. Dribbles to the left, bounce pass over for Dick. Fires the three. Too strong. Ooh. You know the student section would have exploded if he made that one.
Yeah, they would have.
Three-pointer way too strong there for Lev Weller. And the ball off the foot of Cameron Sherwood. It'll stay with Vandercook Lake. Inbounding on the left side of the basket with Justin Barnes. Bounce pass in for Lev Weller. Trapped on the baseline, back outside for Stiles. Takes a dribble, quick fire three, too strong. Rebound loose to the corner, and it'll be tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Vandercook Lake. Couldn't see that from our luxury skybox. Sounded like he had to dive into the stands for that one.
Yeah. There's about four students right there with their iPhones out who got really surprised with that play.
Maybe watch the game. How about it?
I want to know how the heck they got service.
No kidding.
Right?
Maybe they got T-Mobile. I don't know if T-Mobile even gets service out here. I'm a Verizon guy. We're off topic again. I'm sorry. 103 to go in this one. 63-45 lead for Hanover Horton over Vandercook Lake. Well on their way to advancing to take on Grass Lake on Wednesday. Barton has it. Stopped at the free throw line. Back outside for Atkins. Couple dribbles. Picks it up. Hand off for Barton. Crossover through the lane. Barton layup on the left hand. No, but he is fouled. Two free throws on the way.
Yeah, I know you want it. You want your guys who typically don't play. You want them to get the time. You want them to get the experience. But at the same time, you don't want them to foul. You know, realize where you are in the game and just get out of here with the W.
First free throw, yes, for Barton. He's got six. One more on the way. And he got it. Got seven for those Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. 40 seconds left. It's a 16-point Comet lead, and Barton nearly stealing it on the other end before it's out of bounds.
Trying to make a little something. You know, on the Vandy side of things, I appreciate how there's no quit. They're not playing like there's 30 seconds left and they're down by a gazillion.
Hey, I mean, that's just, to me, good coaching. I mean, getting the mindset in these kids' heads. Hey, you don't stop playing until the final buzzer. Doesn't matter the situation. Off-ball foul on Vandercook Lake. 30 seconds left. Hanover Horton inbounding on the near sideline. Inbound for Adam Way. Back over for Jimenez. Down low, wide open shot. Good off the glass and the foul. Brody Bialy, three-point play.
Boy, he's been one of those stars that just shined tonight for the Comets.
Just consistent scoring. Again, Luke Soper only finishing with 4 points, which is just impressive for this Comets team. How many other guys stepped up as the free throw off the mark? Couldn't get the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw. Final stretch here, layup through the lane. No. Oh, we got a potential injury here. Dream Love Weller, he is hurt. Play still continuing, and it looks like they now will whistle it dead. As Dream Love Weller came down hard after that. Unfortunately, both games today, a player getting injured right at the end.
Yeah, he's getting up slowly.
Yeah, I think he just landed on his back. Might have been the wind knocked out of him, but yeah. 65-47 the score. 9 seconds left. Injury stoppage here for Dream Love Weller. Pretty hard landing. Looks like he's okay, though. They'll help him up. And he'll go to the bench. Able to walk away under his own power. That's good. I think it's just a bit of a hard landing.
Yeah, it was a hard... there's a reason why they use hardwood. I mean, it's a hard floor.
Making for a hard landing. 9 seconds left. Hanover Horton inbounding, and they will dribble away the rest of this one. And that'll do it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that is it. Final score, 65-47. Hanover Horton taking down Vandercook Lake, and they will move on to the district semifinals on Wednesday against Grass Lake. From one lake to the other. So once again, we're going to step aside as we get into our post-game show in just a moment. That's coming up here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit. See what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Dominance on display start to finish. Hanover Horton taking down Vandercook Lake 65-47. Just a dominant first half, and you could tell even Hanover Horton just laying off the gas pedal a little bit in the second half, and Vandercook Lake still making a push there in that fourth quarter, but just able to build that big lead. Hanover Horton just able to put it on cruise control.
Well, you know, and like I said, it's not like I saw anything bad from Vandercook Lake. You know, there's some young talent there that has yet to develop, but they're fundamentally, they're doing the right things. They're making the right looks. They're taking the right drives to the basket. They're, you know, a little scrappy on defense. They're outmanned and outgunned with the rest of their schedule. They just really are. Cascades is a tough conference. But I really didn't see anything bad from Vandercook Lake here tonight. They just went up against a Hanover Horton team that's 14 deep, you know? And obviously they had some kids on the floor tonight who don't generally get a whole lot of playing time. But there's about 10 of those guys that can go in and out, in and out of the game on a regular basis for Hanover Horton.
Yeah, just as you mentioned, just ran into that Hanover Horton buzzsaw. You just some talented kids there on Vandercook Lake. We saw, you know, Chris Jimenez, 20 points finished with, got 16. Make it, 16 from Jareem Love Weller. Had a lot of tough shots in that one as well. And Waylon Barton, he's quick, speedy, 7 points. 2 from Adkins, 1 from Stiles. So Vandercook Lake, you know, just a very young team. Unfortunately, not there yet. But, you know, Hanover Horton just so deep. So many guys that can get it done. We say it time and time again. Luke Soper, Cascades Player of the Year, only 4 points. He didn't even really need to get involved offensively.
He didn't even play half the game.
Yeah.
You know, they let some other guys get some experience. But, you know, they're not going to be able to do that on Wednesday. They'll be going up against a Grass Lake team that is, only 9 players, like Vandy, only 9 players. But you've got some pretty high-caliber players on that Grass Lake team.
Yeah, and especially one, don't know if you've heard of him or anything like that, Braden Lape. might have seen a thing or two, but this guy's for real, just a phenomenal basketball player.
He's just a phenomenal athlete. From football to basketball, to baseball. You put a ball in his hands, he's going to know what to do with it.
Or a guitar.
Or a microphone, right.
So just very talented there over at Grass Lake. Going to be a tough task for Hanover Horton, but a well-spread scoring effort in this one. As I mentioned, 9 different kids getting in the scoring action, which for high school is very impressive. Usually most games you only have, you know, at most maybe 5, 6, maybe 7 guys that score, but 9, that's definitely impressive as they were led by Brody Bialy's 17 points. We get a lot of nice different scores, 3s, free throws. We also had 13 points from John Walbaum off the bench, We had 9 points each for Braylon Sales and J.J. Russ. 8 for Jack Wooster, also off the bench. Had some nice scores there in the second half. 4 for Luke Soper. 2 each for Alex Weir, Cameron Sherwood, and Channing Hull. So
Bialy was impressive for me tonight.
Yeah.
He was lining up for the three or driving in the lane or even at the free throw line. He was on offense. Bialy, he made a mark here tonight, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree. So definitely a great effort for Hanover Horton. And we mentioned Grass Lake, that's a really good team. But Hanover Horton, they're going to be a tough out. We mentioned they played close earlier in the year. Only a 5-point win for Grass Lake way in December. And both these teams have definitely grown a lot since then. So I think that's another game that could potentially go either way. Hanover Horton just looking good, firing at all cylinders, very deep. And, you know, Grass Lake, they have the talent, play a little bit of a shorter rotation than Hanover Horton does. So it's going to be a fun one on Wednesday.
That second game Wednesday night, the 7 o'clock of the second half of that doubleheader, that's going to be, you're right, certainly a spectacle. I would really expect this gym to be packed and loud for Wednesday night basketball.
Going to have to show up early, make sure we get a good parking spot there for that one. It's going to be packed. I bet a lot of people are going to get there for that one.
Hey, we can't get better seats, that's for sure.
Yeah, the luxury skybox here at Hanover Horton High School.
Where's my meats and cheeses?
Yeah, our charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Our booth side service, if you
will. I know.
Give another shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Fours ChemDry. As one more time, final score, Hanover Horton 65, Vandercook Lake 47. Whoa, wasn't that big of a blowout. That'll do it for tonight's games. Up next in the district tournament on Wednesday, Napoleon will take on Lumen Christie at 5:30. Hanover Horton taking on Grass Lake at 7. Live coverage of both games right here on these airwaves. For Mark W. Daly, as well as Luke Moorhead back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school playoff basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Live coverage of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow was brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Time Coffee, Soft Water, Aero Quip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's Chem Drive, East Jackson Community School, Napoleon School, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton School, and Lomar Machine and Tool.